Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1 p.m. We have our guests Stevie and Greg in the studio today to play some tunes. You can call in anytime during this program to ask a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. So, hi, Greg, Stevie, how's it going?
It's going good. Happy to be here. Thanks for having us, June.
Cool. Stevie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a nurse from Alabama, here on a travel assignment, and happy to be here. What else you want to know? How much time do you have?
Yeah, tell me a little
bit. Your
life
story. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me a little bit about how you got here.
I met Sandra Forrester out listening to some live music. She was home visiting in Alabama. And we just got to talking, and she told me that her husband, Blake, was the nurse manager up here, and she said I should come, and I thought about it, and a month later I was here. So, been here since August, and love it.
So, perfect. Yeah. And then, Greg, give a shout out to the people.
How y'all doing out there, people?
Yes.
How might people know you, Greg?
Yes, I've been here since 83. It's hard for me to believe that, but I've been around a long time. I'm Greg Wood, and I think people know me, so.
Okay, so just kick it off with a song for us, and give us the name of it while you're at it.
This is the first song I wrote a couple years ago. It's called Sunny. I hope you like it. Her mama cried as she walked towards the door. She said, if you walk out, you're not my daughter anymore. 25 long years she'd been waiting for this day. She finally got the courage to get up and walk away. Sunny was a flower child, rodeo queen, based on grits and collard greens. She can drive a tractor, she can drive a truck, but when it comes to living, she just feels stuck. And her wheels are spinning, sinking further in the mud. But it don't matter to Sunny. To her, this whole town is a rut. So she ran away, she left it all behind. They said she was crazy, yeah, they said she had lost her mind. But Sunny just didn't care, 'cause she was tired of pretending that life in this little old town was any more than just existing. Yeah, Sunny was a flower child, rodeo queen, raised on grits and collard greens. She can drive a tractor, she can drive a truck, but when it comes to living, she just feels stuck. Her wheels are spinning, sinking further in the mud. But it don't matter to Sunny. To her, this whole town is a rut. To her, this whole town is a rut. She just feels stuck. This small town is a rut. Just before she hit that old county line, she stopped to fill up her tank. Across the street, some sidewalk prophet preaching about Mary Magdalene. She pictured Jesus drawing lines in the sand and stones falling from righteous hands. And she smiled cause she knew not one of us is without sin. Yeah, Sonny was a flower child, rodeo queen, raised on grits and collard greens. She can drive a tractor, she can drive a truck, but when it comes to living, she just feels. Sonny was a flower child, rodeo queen, raised on grits and collard greens. She can drive a tractor, she can drive a truck, but when it comes to living, she just feels stuck.
Yo, thank you. Live studio audience, where are you at?
Woo!
Okay, awesome.
That was nerve-wracking.
let's go to a short break and we'll be right back with some tunes from Stevie and Greg. All right, you are tuning in to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:09, and we have Stevie Smith in the studio. She is playing some original tunes, and then we've got Greg Wood on the the saxophone for some reason.
Another name for these.
Yeah. It's another name for the harmonica is
the Mississippi saxophone.
It's the Mississippi saxophone. That's what I meant to say.
I knew it.
Okay. Stevie, tell me a little bit about songwriting, how you got into it and all of that.
So I went through a divorce about 4 years ago, and I've been playing guitar since I was 15, but it was always off and on, and probably put it down for about 10 years. But one thing good that I said was going to come from my divorce was that I was going to start playing music and writing. And it took me a good couple years before I actually did it, but it was like one night it just started just coming, and I actually wrote that song Sunny, and then after that I wrote about 20. But for me, it just became an outlet of a way to deal with the things that I was feeling on the inside where I didn't know how to get rid of them. So for me, it's just been a therapeutic thing that I've enjoyed doing. I actually never planned on playing on the radio or anywhere other than in my car and in my shower, but it's definitely out of my comfort zone, but I'm glad to be here doing it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, June.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. And Sunny, you know, that is, you said that's a song that, while your name is not Sunny, Sunny is you.
Yes, Sunny is me. So when I started writing, I knew I wanted to write about my personal life, and I wanted it to mean something that, you know, that was truth. I think best songwriting and the best music comes from a really true, genuine place. But I didn't know how to write about my own life without, like, making up an alter ego. So I always wanted my name to be Sunny if I could have a different name other than Stevie. So I just called her Sunny, and yep, this is exactly how it happened. My mom really did tell me, if you walk out that door, you're not my daughter anymore. But she still loves me over there, I think, on that FaceTime live video. She says she does. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, shout out to Mom.
Shout out to Mom. Love you, Mama. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
All right. Go ahead and hit me with another tune.
All right. This one's called Hourglass. Life is like an hourglass, each moment a grain of sand. hours turn to days and they slip right through your hands. Think you better figure out just what you have planned before you lose your chance. You better dance. You better dance. If tomorrow never comes, can you say you lived a life you're proud of? Did you lay your head down beside the one you love? Or was she just the girl you dreamed
right on.
Back up.
Awesome.
Okay.
Want to go into another one?
Yeah, let's just do that. Thank you.
Okay. You ready? Let's do home. Move my capo. Whoopsie. Now don't ever let me go. Cause this feeling deep inside is waking up my soul. And this restless heart inside has finally found its home. So won't you tell me now how something so good could ever be so wrong? Ooh, yeah.
let me breathe you in. I'm intoxicated by your light shining within. This restless heart inside has finally found its home. So won't you tell me now how something so good could ever be so wrong? Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Let's run away someday where no one knows our name. Covers and cuddle every day. And this restless heart inside has finally found its home. So won't you tell me now how something so good could ever be so wrong? Could ever be so wrong? How could it ever be so wrong?
Rock on, everybody.
Woo!
Woo!
That was pretty awesome.
That was fun.
Tell us a little bit about that song.
Oh, man. You know. Well, it's just about finding your other half, I think. I haven't found mine yet. But it's about finding someone that you just feel so comfortable with and... it makes you feel like you're at home and you're at peace, and I think we're all looking for that other part of us. That it's all about love, right? It's all about love. It's a kind of a personal one. Yeah, it's a good feeling though. I love that song.
Yeah, thank you for playing that one.
We're like, what is she talking about right now?
You said love.
It's all about love.
I like it.
Yeah.
All
right. It's a sweet song.
And you know what? What do you consider your style to be?
Oh, man.
I have a hard time placing you. I want to say country, but, like, I really don't.
I know. I think we talked about it. You know, I've been told folk pop before, which I don't even know if folk pop is a thing. I guess I'm fine with country. If you've listened to Sunny, it's definitely country. But I guess it just depends. I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you think, Greg?
You're just forging your own thing. I don't know.
Making my way.
I mean, some of what you do sounds pretty folky, and some has that country tinge to it. So it's somewhere in there. You know,
I don't think
it's any one thing necessarily, because you're kind of doing more than one.
I have a pretty eclectic love for music, and it's a wide range. I was obviously raised in Alabama, so country is definitely just in my roots. But, I just got back from a Chris Cornell tribute concert, so it's... Metallica, completely just a hard rock concert. So everything in between is what I love.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I can tell.
Yeah.
cool. I like folk pop. I think that's a thing. That's a real thing.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it is. We should Google it.
Okay. All right. And let's just wrap up the show with another jam.
All right.
Carol keeps saying, take me to the altar.
Oh, or we'll play that one day. No, not today. Thanks, Mama, though.
It's your
prerogative. That's a hard one. It's a hard one to play.
She just has wishes for you.
Okay, so should we do Runaway or Heartbreak Kid? We're going to... She's a runaway, you can't make her stay. When the feelings begin to change and the colors fade, you can hold her now, but not for long. In a moment, she'll be gone. Run. Searching for a brighter day. Hey, running blindly through the night, searching for a brighter light. When will these wrongs ever make it right? She's searching for something she can't find. She's searching for something on the inside. There's a hole, yeah, in her soul as big as the sky. All these things that just won't last. She's damaged from the past. Do-do-do. Do-do-do. Hey, yeah. Running blindly through the night. Something on the inside.
Yeah. All right, Stevie.
Yeah.
Thank you for being brave and coming on the air to play.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And just give us a sense of, like, where might we see you playing out in public?
Well, Thursday night, I'll be at the open mic night over at the Nolan Center. It starts at 6:30 and lasts till 8. Everybody should come out and share their artistry. You can read poetry or just whatever you want to do. Come sing. And we have a little band, too, that we play on Saturdays. Maybe one day we can convince the guys to get out and we can play. I don't know where we play, but somewhere one day. They're definitely good enough. They've been hiding in their house. Playing, so
hiding in your house, man.
Playing, not sharing the love.
You got to give to the scene, man. yeah. I saw you at the open mic, which is a really cool opportunity for people to get out there and play. I know so many musicians are here. Mm-hmm. I would love to see them out in public doing their thing.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm really appreciative of you coming in here, because it take some guts to come out. Yes. And I hope we hear more of you and thanks, more June. Of other musicians out there.
Yeah, you too. Here's more of you.
Yeah, I know. I have to challenge myself. I'm challenging everyone, but I got to challenge myself too. So thanks again for coming
thank
on.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Greg. All right, and you've been listening to Talk on the Rock. The time is 1:28. We will be back next week at same time with another guest. Peace out.